Welcome to Transmissions, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third-party Transformers. On this episode, Dr. Wu teases third-party versions of some of Soundwave's lesser-known cassettes. Retailer listings give us a bunch of new rumors for upcoming toys in 2025. And Hasbro and Robeson gave us a mega reveal last week. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, 2024, and this is episode 588 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that's excited for all the complaints about another Megatron not having a gun mode. I'm your host, Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hey, how's it going?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Wait, Megatron turned into a gun at some point? That's crazy. Let's talk Transformers.
It was the 80s. All right.
Guns were always cool then. Yeah, guns were so cool back in the 80s.
As always, we start off the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who support us on Patreon and PayPal. Thank you all so much for continuing to help us out and keep this show going. And we have a new Donatrion who actually joined last week, but I was out, so no one remembered that to give them a shout out in the show.
Well, you got to throw us under the bus like that. Come on.
There's a lot that Daryl and I were doing all at the same time. I mean, we're lucky there were two shows out last week.
I mean, come on. Yeah. All right. We deserve a lot of credit.
Okay. But you don't deserve credit for missing our new Donatron.
No, I mean, I blame
well, you get you. So, Gene and Arrow, if you're still watching and listening, we appreciate your support. You signed up for a year, so I hope you're still watching and listening. No takesy backsies. You're with us for a whole year. Thank you so much for becoming a new Donatron and for buying comics. You bought our Till All Are One book and our Skybound Transformers number one book, and we sent those out to you. Hopefully you've already received them. Thank you so much for supporting Transmissions, and we hope you are enjoying the show. Hope you're enjoying all the bonus content that you get as a new Donatron. So welcome aboard.
Were those the books I was supposed to send out?
No, I sent them out.
Thank God. I sent those books out. Okay, good. Those are still sitting right here.
Daryl has this like fear of God. Is like, oh no.
Charles assuming I did something. Yes, it's done. Yes, it will be done by the time this episode goes live. Yes.
No, I know. I know if it's really important, I got to do it myself. I know. I know.
Yeah.
This is how, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. We all know if it's important, Charles will do it.
All right. Well, thank you, G. De Niro. Again, thank you for joining up. Hope to see you watching the live show if you get a chance to do that on Sundays. All right. As we start off the show, we want to remind you that our friends John Barber and Andrew Griffith have a Kickstarter for their new comic Cigna. It is ending this Friday, May 3rd. So you still have a chance to back it as of this when the show goes live. It already passed. It's already met its goals. They had a couple stretch goals. I think they're, by the time this episode goes up, they will probably have passed their stretch goal because they're within like $200 of passing their next stretch goal. So, so if you want to get in on it, go ahead. Everything's funded. So you will get their new comic, if you buy a physical edition of the comic, they will all be signed by both John and Andrew. So that's one of the perks they're giving on the Kickstarter. So, it looks like they're a little bit more than $100 away from their next stretch goal. So I'm sure they will have it by the time this episode goes up. So, congratulations to John and Andrew and their whole crew for having a successful Kickstarter, and looking forward to getting Cigna when it comes out later this year. Daryl, did you back it yet?
What was that?
Did you back their project yet?
Yeah, it's nice to be back on the show. I was here last week, but I'm usually here. You weren't here.
All right.
Well, I was here.
Let's move on.
Something else you can ask Daryl about.
All right. So we've got all our episodes of We Like Big Bots. I did watch the show last week, and I saw that new episodes have been recorded. If that's accurate, I'm waiting on them, Daryl. I haven't seen the final cuts of those episodes, so I can put them out on the Patreon. So just waiting on you to get those new episodes out.
What was that?
But if you are a Donatron, there are 12 episodes of We Like Big Bots already out. You can access them through our Patreon page. And two more will be out very soon. They have been recorded. So I do have confirmation that they've been recorded.
Very soon, TM.
Yeah, yes, that's right. We talked about it last week. Yeah, I was in Pennsylvania for most of last week. So if I had a laptop, Jeremy,
what?
Buy me one. Wink, wink. I'm doing a lot of business travel. Wink, wink. Buy me computer. Wink, wink.
Talk Charles.
Travel expenses.
Wink. We aren't paying you to travel.
No, I'm saying you buy me a computer. I take it on my business travels.
If you promise you'll be editing, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, edit pornography is too no, really important things.
We're definitely not subsidizing your pornography, Daryl.
My work that is computer is checked by work. I can't do editing. Quote.
That's not what the Donatrons are paying for, Daryl. That's not what they're paying for.
I mean, I figure they want me to be happy.
They want to give you a happy ending.
I mean, that's if I get.
All right, moving. We're just going right on. This is not going in a
Charles,
good direction.
I think you're editing the show anyway.
Fantastic.
I am. So this might be only for the Donatrons. All right. So we do have our Transformers Live Play RPG podcast, Empire of Rust. That's season 3 of Empire of Rust is continuing. This week is the next uncut bonus episode. That's episode 114, Spider-Bot's Maximum Webbage. And if you are a 90s kid, you will get the reference for that.
Spider-Man episode? Oh. Yeah, it sparked my interest.
I don't know if Spider-Man already guest starred in the Marvel Comics Transformers. Maybe he's guest starring in Empire of Rust. I don't know. But yeah, this is out on our Patreon. So all our Donatrons get this episode, the bonus episode early. The regular version of this will be out on Monday, May 6th next week. So, if you're looking for that, that's at transmissionspodcast.com/rust. And continue to listen to Empire of Rust. Of course, we've got our Skybound Transformers number 1 comic with our cover art by EJ Sue. That's still available on our website, so you can pick that up at transmissionspodcast.com/comic. And our Toy Hacks code for the month of May, we've got a new code for the month of May. That code is Matrix. MAYTRIX. Matrix. So, see what it did there? So yeah, got the month. Continue to use that code. Get 15% off all your items at toyhacks.com. You can use that as many times as you want, and it cannot be combined with other discounts. But you can use it with your Robo points at toyhacks.com. So enjoy.
I still think my suggestion for the code was better. That's a good. I mean, yours is good, but mine I think was better.
Well, I mean, you can let If you want to tell everyone, you can let them decide if that would be better.
I mean, yours is Matrix. It's very simple and, you know, cheeky in a way.
Remember.
Yeah. Mine was Daryl's birthday is May 11th.
No spaces.
I have no problem remembering that one.
Well, maybe the next time you talk to the people at Toy Hacks, you can complain to them. Since, you know, you are talking with people at Toy Hacks, especially after tonight.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, I will be talking to them tonight.
All right. Let's go on and do our Toy Hacks drawing, because we are giving away another $10 gift code for the month of April. So we do our monthly drawing. All our Donatrons are automatically entered into the contest. Of course, you can also enter the contest if you send an email to contest@transmissionspodcast.com and send us a picture of one of your Transformers that you'd like to get stickers for. So easy way to enter, you know, no cost to enter. And we're very thankful to Toy Hacks, who supplies these gift codes every month, as long as Daryl gives them the information. So let's get into this
that's
month.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
All right. Jeremy, is your assistant ready to help us out?
Computer, are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
All right. Well, can you ask her to give us a random number between 1 and 69? Nice.
Computer, give me a random number between 1 and 69.
Here's a number between 1 and 69. It's 20.
20. Goji Prime. Congratulations to Goji Prime.
That's the name I haven't heard in a while.
Oh, yeah. Right on. Goji Prime.
You are the winner. Yes. And yeah, we've seen you around on the Discord. Hung out. Have we hung out with you at a TFCon? I think we have.
I believe we have.
So congratulations.
Yeah. Right on.
This is a combination of Gojira. I think he's a big Gojira fan. All right. Well, that's all our preamble. Let's get into the show talking about toys. Start off with some quick hits.
All right. And this week we are going to talk about a add-on set that I am really excited about. So much so that I made a tweet about it. And I have not been tweeting about anything lately. It's a real desert over there. So this is from DNA Design. This is their DK-54 Animated Power Master Legacy Optimus Prime Upgrade Kit. And this kit takes the Legacy United Animated Optimus Prime, which is fine, and adds on the wing kit that you see, and I think it's the third season of Animated. It's a very cool add-on. There is a winged Animated Optimus Prime from the from the original toy line, which is very hard to get. I've been looking for one for a long time, but this is now available to everybody. As long as you go ahead and get the Animated Optimus Prime that just got revealed or just got issued into stores from Hasbro. So, yeah, this thing looks great. And it seems to be really popular because it's selling out everywhere. Like, the pre-orders for this are selling out everywhere. So if you're into it, go out and find a place that still has it in stock and get a pre-order in. I'm sure it's going to show up at some conventions, but get your pre-orders in because it's going to be hard to find. Yeah. So, and for those of you who haven't gotten the DNA kits before, these things are high quality.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can rest assured that these add-on kits are going to be, they're going to they're going to last the test of time because they are really, really well made.
I got one on my HasLab Star Saber, and it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I've been buying them for a lot of stuff. So, yeah. The current price on them is about $59.99 US. So it's a little spicy. Yeah, I understand that. It's a bit spicy, but God, it looks good. So, yeah, you know, if you weren't sold on the Animated Optimus Prime before, this kit did it for me. So, yeah.
All right, next up from Dr. Wu, we've got a couple of teaser images of their next cassettes, G1 cassettes that they are putting out. And these ones will be compatible with the Siege Netflix Soundwave mold. So these are cassettes will fit in there. And these are G1 Overkill and Slugfest, named Slaughter and Brutality in the Dr. Wu, since they're third-party cassettes. These are I didn't have a lot of the Soundwave cassettes when I was a kid, but these two were ones that I had. So they have a soft spot in my heart, and it's cool to see updates of Slugfest and Overkill. I wonder if we're going to if we'll see you know, modern Hasbro doing any of these like latter day cassettes, cuz they tend to the Hasbro guys tend to stick to the classic cassettes that everyone knows, but these ones are ones that came out later, so they're a little bit more obscure. I thought they were cute. I you know, I had them as a kid, so nostalgia is a powerful drug, but these look good, so looking forward to them.
All right, next up we have via Kang Toys images of their CT Chiyu 05X Thrilla and 08 Resirious purple version. And we've talked about some of these others in the set previously. These are like purple versions of the G1 Predacons, and I think they look great. I think this would be the last two in the set, I believe. It looks like we have five already released. But there's no release date or pricing information on this as of yet. But I think they look really cool. I love the purple and green aesthetic on these figures. So I can't remember the original names of these, but one's obviously a gorilla and one's a wolf. So Daryl's the one that's the Predacon fan. I never had them.
Yeah, these, I mean, this, it's not, I mean, it's not, like primal. It's not Optimus Primal.
No, right? I mean,
it's going to be it's the pants of the Predaking, right?
Yeah. So
it's some kind of, different character they've added to the Predaking.
Oh, so he's a new one.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, this Predaking has like 11 figures in it, so.
Okay. So it's not the last two then, but they look really good. Very pointy and spiky. And so if you're into this set and you've gotten some of the others, be on the lookout because these are coming.
All right. Next up, we have a couple of Instagram posts from, one's from Mark Mayer and, the next one's from, Sam. I can't remember his last name. But Smith. Anyway, the first one's, is it Smith? Oh. It's a tough one. And
it's in the doc. I wrote it in the doc for you.
Not looking at the doc right now. anyway, we got the first one from Mark Mayer, and he's showing off some pictures of one of the new figures that's going to be in the Legacy United line. And this is Vector Prime. This is a very cool looking Vector Prime. If you've gotten, or if you've ever used, if you've ever messed with the original, you know, it's a bit of a brick. You know, it's cool enough from the Unicron trilogy waves, but this is going to be a lot more articulated. It's nice to get an updated Vector Prime, especially with them using the same kind of mold, and got the Minicon there too, which is really cool. So, yeah, And we get a bunch of new, a bunch of sheets showing, you know, what, how they went about putting it all together. And yeah, I mean, Mark does this, a lot with the figures he has. So yeah, it's nice to see this with what Mark has done here. And, this one, I mean, opposed from the other one, the original one has a waist swivel as well, looks like. So that's very cool. Next up, we have an Instagram post, like Charles said, from Sam Smith. And this is for Masterpiece movie series, MPM 15. This is for Decepticon Brawl. And this is just going through a couple pictures here on Sam's Instagram showing, some of the differences, between the ILM design and the toy design and how close they are. And really they're extremely close. So, so yeah, it's, we've all kind of known this from the start is that they've been using the ILM, you know, CAD designs to, you know, make the new toys. And this just shows you how close they're actually going, and they're getting really close here. So yeah, if you are a collector of the Masterpiece movie designs, Brawl is going to be a, like a showstopper here. It's a big figure. Yeah, looks awesome. I like the blast effects. It looks like he's getting like hit and stuff. And God, that tank mode. Jeremy, we were looking at this last week, right?
Yeah, I think we just had some initial pictures of it.
Yeah, yeah. That tank mode looks amazing. Yeah.
I love that he begins the post with Devastator reporting.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, we've got some statues and models. So the first from Prime One Studio, we've got, they had a Next Level Showcase X on their YouTube channel. So you could see a couple of new figures they're releasing. So the first one is a Studio Dark of the Moon Optimus Prime with battle platform. So it's a very detailed Optimus. He's got like a whole platform. It looks kind of like a space bridge. He's got the, you know, his jetpack and everything as well. So, or does he? I think he does. But it's a very big, just display with Dark of the Moon Optimus Prime. So if you're into these, if you're into these super expensive statues, you might want to take a look at that. There's also a Rise of the Beasts Optimus Primal in a gorilla mode. And that is a new, or no, is it robot mode? I guess it was robot mode.
It's robot.
Yeah. So, you didn't see a lot of robot mode in the movie. So I guess if you want a statue of him, oh, and he's got a little mouth. You can change it to have the mouth there. So that's some attention to detail there. So, these statues always look really nice and really detailed. It's just, you got to get over the non-transforming aspect and also the price.
Looks like there is a robot mode one as well.
With a real hair.
Gorilla mode?
Yeah. They both had the hair, but.
Oh, okay.
Or so, yeah, gorilla mode. We have pictures here.
Yeah.
I want to know where you put a statue as big as that Dark of the Moon Optimus Prime one. Like, yeah, okay, Unicron is big, but I mean, you could put that on top of a shelf or something like that. This thing is massive. That Dark of the Moon Optimus with the trailer portal thing, whatever. Like, you can see the people assembling it, unless those are like micro people. Like, what? Like, what is happening here? Like, look at how big that is. That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
What? Who is this for?
I mean,
very rich toy collectors.
Yeah, put it just like in your living room or something in place of a TV. Just stare at it.
That's crazy. That's insane how big that is.
Yeah.
Unreal. I kind of want to know the size of it and the price. I just like the thing's got to be $5,000.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm astounded by the size of this thing. I get impressed by big things.
That's all right.
Next up, we've got a Rise of the Beasts, a set of Rise of the Beasts models by Trumpeter. And looks like and this was at the, this was at the Shanghai Wonder Festival 2023. Oh no, that was previously, some of these were previously shown at the Shanghai Wonder Festival 2023, but now we have these images of Optimus Prime, Mirage, Optimus Primal, and Bumblebee. So these are maybe a little bit more manageable. Looks like they have a lot of accessories, alternate hands, heads, feet, not feet, guns, I guess. These look pretty good, but these are all great prototypes, so you can't really see what they'll look like finished, but you know, if you're interested in Rise of the Beasts figures, you can take a look at these from Trumpeter. So we'll see.
All right. Next up, we have a couple more missing Link figures from Takara. They've announced that, or they haven't announced. This is a leak of images from, where is it? Doesn't say where it's from. It was from a Baidu link someone posted, and it had things saying reproduction prohibited on it, you know, as per normal. Mm-hmm. But these are essentially the G1, you know, Bumblebee and Cliffjumper mini bot figures, but with extra posability, meaning with these figures, posability. Because they did not move much at all. So we can see here in the picture, looks like they have knee joints, elbow joints. Bumblebee's here holding a gun. And they've translated some of the text on this TFW post. It says it's licensed from VW. The ban's going to be lifted May 8th, so we'll probably find out information next week. And this looks really good. Can't see that small text there. Oh, it just says it can hold the gun. So I would hope that these come with the rubber tires like the original. If they don't, then it's a shame. But here we also have the Cliffjumper. Basically the same toy. Same date. He has the same posability. It does come with the bigger gun that Cliffjumper comes with. So I don't know. My prediction is it's going to be a 2-pack. You know, with the Missing Link Optimus, I could see them wanting to just have like a 2-pack at one higher price. But I'm excited to see these because the G1 mini bots they're fun, but they are not posable. So
this was something that I always thought was going to happen like a lot sooner. I figured somebody in a, like as an add-on kit would have made legs and arms for the mini bots, you know, going forward, but never ever happened. So yeah, I'm excited for these.
Yep. And then one more Bumblebee thing we have. And we mentioned previously that rumors about the new Lego Bumblebee, fully transformable. We have some more information here. Looks like it's going to be 950 pieces. Price is going to be $89.99. And it said June 1st, but there's an update to the post. I guess because they want to make it a birthday present for me. It's going to have a July 1st release. So, Daryl, you can't get your code as the birthday thing. Or your birthday has the code, but I apparently can get a Lego Bumblebee for my birthday.
Well, at least one of us is happy.
Yeah. So this will be 25 centimeters in height, which...
You're stealing my bit!
My thing resets. So I have to do some counting. It's about almost 10 inches. Just under 10 inches. So, you know, it's Bumblebee, fully transformable while assembled. So this is going to be pretty awesome. These came from Brick_Clicker on Instagram. So awesome that we're getting this. And we will follow up as soon as we have more information, because I am very excited. I got the Optimus Prime up there behind my head and looking forward to having Bumblebee on my shelf too.
Yeah, that's an instant buy for me.
That's a lot with Bumblebee this year. I mean, we've got the Missing Link stuff. We've got the Lego. And if you remember, we've still got the Hot Wheels rumor kind of going on too with Bumblebee. So,
I mean, between anniversary stuff, the new movie, I mean, lots of Bumblebee stuff.
Yeah.
And not to spoil what we're going to talk about later, but Studio Series Bumblebee, like 86 Bumblebee, coming soon.
God, Charles.
All right. I guess we can stop the podcast now. You spoiled everything.
Yep. No point.
Sorry. All right. Last bit. We got a couple of rumors that are from toy listings. Looks like that JT Prime 17 on TFW 2005 has been added again. So first set of rumors is there is a Decepticon Commander 3-pack featuring a Voyager, Starscream, Shockwave, and Soundwave. And this is a Hasbro item that is separate from the Takara Nemesis Bridge that has Megatron, Soundwave, and Shockwave on it. So we'll have to see what's going to be in this pack. I suspect it's going to be similar, that it'll be the Soundwave and Shockwave, the Siege / Netflix Soundwave and Shockwave, and then a Earthrise Starscream probably. So look for that. And then also a Studio Series multi-pack Revenge of the Fallen 15th Anniversary Autobot multi-pack with Leader Jetfire, Voyager, Optimus Prime, and two unknown deluxes.
That's going to be expensive.
So, yeah. Revenge of the Fallen is not my favorite live action movie, so don't have a lot of nostalgia there. But it's interesting that it's going to have its 15th anniversary. So,
well, this gets people that that Studio Series Jetfire that came out and was immediately sold out everywhere, if you'll recall.
Wow.
I was able to get one. It combines with, I want to say, like Studio Series Optimus number 12 or something. I can't remember which one it is. I have it. It's combined. It's on the shelf back there. The fact that they made another Optimus and Jetfire combined in the Studio Series made this Jetfire extremely popular, and they've never re-released it. So this is the other reason why it's getting a re-release with the Optimus that it's going to combine with, right? So that's the big deal. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. It's going to be expensive, no doubt. I mean, Jeremy's right. It's going to be really expensive.
Yeah. Okay, next set of rumors. This is all for product in 2025. So it looks like the next Studio Series Bullseye. I don't know what everything is labeled Bullseye here. It's from Target. Oh, yeah, sorry. should have caught that. Yeah, Target. Oh, we've got
I wonder if Bullseye is going to replace the Buzz Ruby Bumblebee branding.
Oh, maybe. But yeah, it looks like they've got a Studio Series Leader class figure, not telling what it is. A 2-pack Gamer Edition Devastation, Voyager Elite Seeker Gray, and Deluxe Ground Soldier Blue. So we're getting Studio Series Devastation, Transformers Devastation now. Then a Studio Series a 3-pack looks like a Voyager 86 Perceptor, 86 Ramhorn, and 86 Ratbat, which we haven't they're making all the cassettes, but we haven't seen any of these cassettes yet, Ramhorn and Ratbat. But it looks like their Target's getting its own combination pack of those. So you can recreate Perceptor being being teamed by all the cassettes there.
What? What are you talking about?
Ramhorn defends him, and then you get the other two cassettes, Rumble and Frenzy. You buy those, and then you've got Ratbat, and maybe Ravage will be coming soon. And then you can recreate the scene there.
All right. You just put that. Where you put that was really weird.
All right.
Hopefully, they'll be easier to find. Is my question, because yeah. I still have not been able to find Frenzy and Rumble. So, regardless of what colors they are, I need them.
We've got more generations listings. These are a Generation Prime Voyager and a Generation Prime multi-pack and more Target listings. So we're not sure what those are yet. Then Walmart says the Walmart capsule will be Galaxy Force / Cybertron themed for that anniversary. So I guess 2025 is going to be what, like the, it's the 20th anniversary of Armada. What anniversary is it with Cybertron? I don't know. But yeah, it's going to have a Sideways, Deluxe Cybertron Sideways, Deluxe Cybertron Excellion, a Voyager Cybertron Skywarp, and a Leader that is unknown. And then they were also, Walmart will also be getting more retro-inspired figures, and they are not, they're just labeled 1, 2, 3, 4, so we don't know what those retro figures are going to be yet. Amazon we'll be getting more Mayhem versus Wreckers, so they'll continuing that.
Crossover?
Don't think so.
Mayhem.
The Mayhem Attack Squad. Mayhem Attack Squad that you guys didn't know anything about. I didn't know what I was talking about.
I don't think so. I have no recollection. Mask crossover.
Mayhem Attack Squad. These are the bad guys that fight the Wreckers all the time. The Decepticons. And so we've got Spinister versus Twin Twist. A Iron Fist. Iron Fist? Oh, it's a Hound partial versus Carnivac, which is a Werewolf partial. That's interesting. And then Hasbro Pulse having their SDCC and PulseCon exclusives. Which are separate from this year's Dino King and SDCC 2-pack. So next year, Skybound Comics, Jetfire, Darek, and Solila from Void Rivals. Interesting. And then a Hearts of Steel set that is, they don't know what the figures are, but they're guessing Bumblebee and Optimus. So Hearts of Steel, that's a blast from the past.
Yeah, that's early IDW.
Yeah. So that's interesting. And this is 2025. So we're going to be, that's not coming till next year. So we're going to have to wait on that. Then more collaborations, a Sonic collaboration, Sonic the Hedgehog, I guess. So a 2-pack collaboration. I don't know. No idea what that'll be.
Blur.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. That makes sense.
Has to be.
Yeah. He's blue. He's got the little head thing. Can be easily made into Sonic.
And he's
Then other collaborations, they don't really know. It's just labeled. There's a Black Sword, HW1, HW2, HW3, HW4, and an FTW for the win. I don't know. So
HW and then, could be Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. And there's going to be some import, so Hasbro imports to Takara, but I don't think there's anything new there, just whatever is going in the set. Then a Legacy Voyager Armada Superstar Scream, and then a Voyager Transformers 7 Nemesis Prime. I think that's Transformers 7 is Rise of the Beasts, right? So that's that would be just the black and teal Optimus Prime figure from Rise of the Beasts. So lots of crazy stuff coming next year. So it's amazing. We get all this stuff ahead of time, and then it's just, we're waiting to see what it actually looks like. And it's funny that the Hasbro folks always acknowledge this when they're on the streams, because they see all these leaks coming out, but they're happy to reveal stuff early, like reveal stuff in their own time. So speaking of that, let's get into our main topic.
All right. So our discussion topic for this week is the aforementioned stream that happened. And that talked about a lot of stuff. So they went over a couple things that are going to be coming out, showed off the new Legacy United sideburn. That looks good. We all kind of expected that and knew that was kind of coming. The new Legacy United Deluxe Cybertron Hotshot, which looks good. And then we went to the Legacy United Deluxe Infernac Nucleus, which we've talked about before. And
Nucleus, not Nucleus, Nucleus.
Nucleus.
Not nuclear, nuclear.
Yeah.
You're not George W. Bush. Say it right.
Nucleus.
No.
Nucleus.
No.
Nucleus.
No. Nucleus. Nucleus.
I'm gonna say how I want to say it, sir. There was a picture on our Discord showing two of these Infernac figures, and I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Blazemonger is the one who came up with it, and he said that because he showed off, honestly, I don't remember the name of the other one, but it's the black one, and he said, I'm calling these ones Rockabout and Rockamuck.
Yeah.
I thought it was very clever.
Got the link. Hold on.
Yeah. So I thought that was a really good way to kind of bring those kind of meatheads back into, form here. There you go. Yeah. So instead of Runabout and Runamuck, it's Rockamuck and Runabout, or Rockamout. Anyway.
Rockabout and Rockamuck.
Yeah. So I think that was very funny. Very clever. Well done, Blazemonger. Yeah. So anyway, moving on, like I talked about in the toy news, the Legacy United Voyager Vector Prime was another one of the ones that they announced. And then they talked about the Generations comic series Grimlock.
Wish you would go in the order of the pictures.
I'm going in the order of the article. And yeah, so this one, I mean, we've talked about this one before. This is the recolor of Studio Series Grimlock. So it looks good. And I highly doubt that they will be releasing the rest of the Dinobots in this color scheme. Just, but if you did miss Studio Series Grimlock, it is a way to get one. All right. They did mention that the Studio Series Grimlock is a Hasbro Pulse exclusive. So you can get that on Hasbro Pulse. And then they went into the announcement that we all knew was coming. And that is the Robison. Robison, they had, they brought out the Robison auto converting for Charles.
They actually did this first in the video.
Did they?
They did the Robison Megatron first.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, this thing here is, it's the new auto transforming Megatron, and, yeah, Megatron transformed into a tank, which we all highly expected, because they're not going to make a transforming Megatron into a gun anymore. Yeah, it looks the alt mode, I think, looks really, really good. The tank, anyway. I get a lot of Optimus Prime, like the Robison Optimus Prime vibes off of the robot mode. I don't know. It just it looks it doesn't look. I don't know if anybody else sees this, but I don't see it looking very different than Optimus in a silhouette. Like, obviously, it's a different color, it's a different character, but it gives off the same silhouette as Optimus does in robot mode, which is it's a weird kind of quirk. But the movements that it made when I was watching the kind of demonstration, like the punches and the, you know, all that kind of stuff, it looked exactly the same as the Optimus. So I don't know if it's on kind of the same kind of circuitry. I'm sure there's a very similar type of, processor inside. But yeah, there's a video we're not watching right now of the transformation. Yeah. So it transforms differently. So I don't know. Maybe I'm talking on my ass, but it looks different, but it just seems to stand very similarly and move very similarly. But maybe that's just the MO. That walk is, that's very Optimus.
I'm sure it shares a lot of engineering with the Optimus, because it's a bipedal robot. I mean, they're going to reuse a lot of that design.
Yeah.
Just change the cosmetics to make it look like Megatron.
Yeah. 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 So they announced that, we've seen a lot of stuff, over the last couple of days since this video came out, how this has been kind of, given out to a bunch of influencers too. And I was toying around with the idea of maybe not talking about this, but it kind of cheesed me enough to kind of bring it up. Half of the people on the list of quote unquote influencers that have received one of these things to kind of discuss or kind of make videos for, I've never heard of. And it kind of drives me nuts that, you know, I've been in this fandom a long time and I've been, doing this for, I've been doing this podcast for almost 11 years at this point. And you'd think I would have at least heard of the half the people that are, popular on YouTube and stuff like that. But this, they're just giving this stuff to people who, I've never ever heard of in my life, which is I don't want one. I don't want them to give me one. I'm just saying, at least give them the people that are like in the fandom. I know 6-0 got one, which is fine. He's getting a lot of stuff from Hasbro right now, which is great. He's got a popular channel, but, you just have to Google Robison Megatron on, or not Google, but you look it up on YouTube and you'll see all the people that got one. And I don't know half of them. So it's crazy. Anyway, that's my rant on that. So, anyway, we'll move on to the last bit. I'll save that, because there is one piece, and that's all the kind of upcoming kind of craziness that we all kind of expect. The pipeline reveals that they're going to talk about, or that they talked about. Does anybody, either one of you guys, want to comment on the Megatron?
I mean,
go ahead, Jeremy.
$900, bit much for me. This is for a level of collector that I cannot afford to be in. It looks cool. I love the Frank Welker voices, but it's just completely on another level of what I would even consider getting.
Yeah, it's not that far off from the Optimus came in at $750 when it was first offered. So it's not hugely more than what that was. I mean, the Grimlock was $1,500 last year. So, I mean, comparatively, it's right in the middle there. I mean, for, if you could already justify the Optimus, I think you could justify this Megatron, but I cannot justify either one. So it's not for me, but, it looks good. I mean, we couldn't get a gun Megatron. That's a pipe dream, but this tank Megatron looks really good. I think the transformation looks really good. I think the tank mode looks really good. The one complaint I have is the fusion cannon. I think they could have made, like, the fusion cannon just doesn't have the right shape that Megatron's fusion cannon normally has. Like, his fusion cannon usually flares out in the back because it was originally that scope on the rifle. This fusion cannon, tapers off to a point in the back. So it just looks off to me. That's a really nitpicky thing, but I mean, and I don't know how they could have changed that given that the fusion cannon here is the turret on the tank. But it just, for me, it just doesn't look right, unfortunately. But I mean, I think that's a really minor detail. I think for everyone who is able to afford this and if they already have the Optimus and they can put them together and play with them and have them fighting each other, that's really cool. But yeah, it's for after I've made my $1 billion, I can afford this, but yeah.
If you win the lottery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about some of the other things that you just kind of blew through and didn't give us a chance?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Because, you just kind of went right past that RID Cyburn.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go back to it, go ahead. We've talked about Cyburn before.
We have, but these are official images. So, okay. And I think I've seen, like, he's coming very soon in stores. And I am super excited for this. You know, it's the remold of the, who's that new character?
Shadow Striker,
yeah. It's a new head repaint. Other than that, it's basically the same figure, but it just looks so good. And he's got the whole, like, the top of the car as his shield on his arm. And I think it's clearly evident that this mold was made to be a Cyburn first. But yeah, this is just, looks so good.
I just wish they had kept the Dodge Viper look to it. Mm-hmm. I'd love the Dodge Viper look. That's the reason why I bought the Cyburn in the first place.
Yeah.
I was a huge Dodge Viper fan. I was like, holy crap, a Dodge Viper as a Transformer, I'm buying it.
And they did that a couple times. You had the alternators. Sideswipe. Oh, no, that was a Viper.
Got all those. Yep. Not as cool as the GTS, but the RT-10 was okay.
Anyway, that's the only other one I wanted to comment on. I am the RID fan.
Charles, did I go past anything that I blew past for you?
I'm waiting for the space bridge. I want to talk about the space bridge stuff because there was one
okay.
particular.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So on the space bridge, the pipeline reveals, Charles obviously wants to talk about G1 core class Steeljaw. Yeah. Let's get in on that. It's a tape.
My favorite.
Charles is in on the tapes. He's big on the tapes. We can tell.
I mean, he was talking about the tapes earlier.
I know. That's why. I mean, Charles, what are your thoughts on Steeljaw? I mean, it's an orange cat.
It is an orange cat. That's great. Sure. Recreate that 86 movie scene where the tapes are all fighting. There you go.
I thought you'd be a little bit more enthused about it because you wanted me to talk about it, but okay. Oh no, this is it. Okay. Sorry. The Gamer Edition Deluxe Decepticon Trooper. All right.
Oh yes. This is the one.
And.
No, move on, Dan. Oh, come on.
Okay. All right. All right. Studio series Bumblebee movie Skywarp. Okay. This is it for sure. Skywarp?
No. Keep going.
We've got the Starscream, and we've got the Blitzwing, and do we have a Thunder? I don't think we have a Thundercracker. So, I mean, they're making the trio now. Oh. No?
Great.
Okay. All right.
This has got to be it.
This is, I mean, Studio Series 86 Leader Springer. They just did a Springer. They just did one. It was good. They're going to do one in Leader?
This is, yeah, they said they were upscaling the Voyager Springer from Siege and getting rid of the battle damage, I hope. So, but not this one. Keep going, Daryl.
I'm cool with Springer too. I'm happy with Springer and the fact that they did such a good job on the Sandstorm that I haven't opened that I'm willing to shell out for some more Autobot triple changers. Let's go. Okay. Well, Studio Series 86 Bumblebee. This is supposed to be a new mold. So yeah, Bumblebee, some more Bumblebee news.
I spoiled this one in the last segment. Yeah. But keep going.
This isn't the one? You didn't want to talk about this one?
I think we're done. I think that's
it. That was it. I mean,
next one. No, Bumblebee. There's one more. There's one more.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. It's Generations Dark Mount.
Oh. Straxis. It's Straxis. It's Straxis. Straxis. They're making a Straxis. I think this is going to be a comic edition Straxis, so he's going to fit in with that shelf of comic figures that they're making. Which I have already pre-ordered both the Shockwave and the Grimlock comic editions. So
I'm just going to sit back and let Charles go for a minute here.
I think I'm going to have to complete the comic edition things. Sorry, you know, I am the comics guy, so I gotta complete the comic edition figures. So. Yeah, looking forward to Straxis. Got to have Straxis.
I mean, it's got to be better than the BotCon Bard of Dark Mount from years ago.
Yeah.
The actual Generations Straxis was an amazing toy. That was called Dark Mount, actually. So, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I picked up the Japanese version of that at a TFCon a few years ago.
Oh, so I've got that one. Okay. All right. No, it's cool, Charles. Very cool. Very cool.
Is it too nerdy for the Transformers podcast?
I'm excited. I think Straxis is a figure that, you know, doesn't get enough toys. So
this is the only one on the list that doesn't actually have a size class or anything and attached to it either. So, I mean, yeah, I could see him being a Voyager.
If he's going with that Shockwave and Grimlock, I could see him, you know, matching them.
Sure. Cool. All right. Well, yeah, that's the discussion topic. I guess that was a good discussion, I guess.
You guys looking forward to anything in that Space Bridge set?
I mean, the Bumblebee, I guess, just to kind of continue the Studio Series 86. Mm. I mean, especially if it's a new mold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm
pretty looking forward to Dark Mount. Traxxas, whatever you want to call them.
I'm pretty complete right now on the Studio Series 86, so if they keep going with that line, I'm going to keep buying it. So, yeah, that, any of that stuff. And I am a fan of Straxis figures, so I will probably pick that up, whatever line it ends up in. If it is the comic universe thing, like the Shockwave and the Grimlock, I'm hard pressed that it's going to be in that line because those are both recolors. So they'd probably put it out in a different line first and then bring it into that line second. So it
could be the legacy comic universe.
That's what I'm thinking. It'll follow like the Tarn.
And then line, you can get your comic recolor.
Yeah. I mean, that'll mean Charles have to buy two, but that's fine. He's got doctor money. So,
I don't have Robeson money, but I probably have money to get two Straxes.
That's right. I mean,
you have academic doctor money.
That's true. Yeah. But that's all I probably end up getting.
All right. Well, yeah, I thought that was a really good stream last week. It was really, got a lot of stuff and they did. I mean, that was stuff that we, the leakers, I don't think the leakers had shown us a Straxus or anything, or like some of those Space Bridges stuff. They scooped leakers. So
if they
good
did,
job,
if they did oh leak it, we've all forgotten because rolled.
There's been so many names thrown out here at this point. Yeah. I don't even know. it's nuts. There's so many. They could have mentioned anything at this point, and I'm like, oh cool. I mean, yeah. At what point do you just say, okay, yes, you have said every single name at this point?
Yep. All right. Well, let's talk about the stuff we've already got in our hands with Trips to the Store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
And Trips to the Store is powered by our friends at TeePublic. So if you go to transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic, you can get to our TeePublic store, buy all our merchandise, cool Transmissions shirts that like the ones I've got on, the one Jeremy's got on.
I have one, but I'm in Wisconsin and it's cold.
And, you don't have to buy Transmission shirts. You can buy any shirts from TeePublic, and anything you buy through our link will help out the show. So just go to transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic. I believe there is a 35% off sale going on right now, ahead of Mother's Day. So if you want to get a Transmission shirt for Mother's Day for your mom,
or if you want to get her something else and add on a Transmission shirt for yourself.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, take a chance. All right. Let's talk about stuff we got this week. Jeremy, we're going to start with you.
All right. So a few weeks ago, I showed off that I had gotten the Origins Wheeljack. I now have him freed and have transformed him. Very finicky transformation because he's basically a hollow box. One of my little... can't find where I put it, but one of the little spinner things on here, well, either one, it just doesn't stay on at all. The hole just, it's just slightly too big. So I'm going to have to do something about that, but this one stays on fine. I've got the shield. I don't know if this is common for everyone, but my shield was put together wrong in the box where like now it's shaped where it'll cover him, but these side pieces were on with the other connectors onto this middle piece in the box. So it was just a straight line. And so I was trying to figure out how to get it on before I realized that, oh, I have to take it apart, flip them over to the other side, put them back on, and then it worked. And I thought that was very dumb. It was not listed in the directions because I like even went to that just because I was like, what am I doing wrong here? The shape is not right. But
I think that's the road configuration because can't have it drive on the road. That's the Cybertronian road configuration.
Okay. Well, I mean, who's going to do that? You want the shield. but anyway, also I have I have one of the Energon rods from Bumblebee. I had them all on here. They pop out super easy, so I'm probably not going to keep them on there because I'll just lose them. But other than that, I like it. The robot mode is great. I'm probably going to keep it in vehicle mode for a while because I also grabbed off my shelf just to go with them. I have the Bumblebee. Very, very frustrating to try to get Bumblebee in. I'm not going to be doing that because, again, this is very finicky with all the different panels and can open up. You can see I mean, it is just a box. It is very frustrating at times. So... then I also grabbed my Jazz. So all three of these Origin figures, just waiting for a good Origin sound wave that turns into a light post. I can arrange them all. driving by on this apparently Cybertronian road. So that's all I got.
You can use the last released sound wave to turn into a light post if you really want to.
If I had that last released sound wave, I could. But
there you go.
I want an origin sound wave that doesn't have an official tape mode. He just has a lamp post mode.
Good luck with that.
All right, Daryl, you're up next.
Yeah, I only have one thing this week, and it is I hinted towards it on Twitter because I got real excited about a post that I saw, and it caused me to go shopping on Amazon. So I went and picked up Animated Optimus Prime because of that DNA Designs kit. I was all set to avoid this thing, and that DNA Designs kit sold this thing to me. So, yeah, I bought this. I pre-ordered the kit. I have no interest in opening
Hasbro's ears.
Well, that's the thing, right? Should Hasbro be promoting these add-on kits? I know they're, you know, not real big on third party, but add-on kits.
I mean, they're in a legally acceptable area.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, right? It just caused a sale.
I'm literally proof of I did not want this figure. I have the original. I'm very happy with the original. But that image of the add-on kit came out with it all combined up. And I thought, damn, I got to get this now. So, yeah. So I bought it. That's it. That's all I got. And it will happily stay sealed until that DNA kit comes in.
All right. Okay, I'm going to bring up the end things up here. Got a couple comics. So since I was on the show the last couple weeks, just show my Cobra Commander number 4 and Duke number 5. We're going to review Duke number 5 in alt mode this week. So yeah, I got those comics, and then I didn't realize I got the same thing Jeremy got, but I haven't been on the show in 2 weeks, so this is new for me. I got Origin Wheeljack, and I've got all the rods connected here.
Your little spinny things both stay on.
Yeah. I really like this, though. I think I'm really impressed with how compact Wheeljack is in robot mode and how he opens up to be this hollow box in vehicle mode. So I'm really happy with this. I also have all the origin figures. So I've got my Bumblebee, Jazz, and Wheeljack here. I also reconfigured the shield so that it fits on as the shield, not as the road. There goes one of my Energon energy conductors.
They pop off if you look at them funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, he does. And I was able to get Bumblebee inside. He does shove in there, okay. I think this Hasbro is really. This is something that really scratches my nostalgia itch here, that these are all from the first episode of More Than Meets the Eye, the original cartoon. For having constraints to make this a mass market item, they really did a good job with these figures here. Since I basically copied everything that Jeremy did, I figure I gotta throw one more figure out here that I just got. It actually just arrived today. As I mentioned, I pre-ordered both the comic edition Shockwave and Grimlock. And while I was looking in the Hasbro Pulse site, I said, I want to get free shipping. So I might, buy a couple more figures. I bought the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles figure, the Party Wagon figure, and so another figure I wanted, I bought Chromia. So this is the Cyberverse Chromia, and they shipped her right away. So I really like this. I mean, it's also a kind of a mold mate of Prowl, the animated Prowl. But I think it looks mm-hmm. really good as a Chromia. So I'm happy to get this Chromia figure. So hopefully I get a chance to open this and play around with it. So that's all I got.
Nice.
Yeah, that's everything from Tristan's store this week. So let's move on with the rest of the show.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, and I think that takes us to the end of this episode of Transmissions. So we don't have any convention news or feedback this week, so we'll wrap it up here. Of course, at the end of every episode, we give a shout-out to our Masterpiece Donatrons. Those are the folks who continue to support the podcast at our highest level on Patreon. So thank you once again to John Forex Levengood and Demon Tech 82. We really appreciate your support. Thank you so much for continuing to fund the show. And thanks, everyone, for watching and listening to this episode of Transmission. Stay tuned for Alt Mode this Friday. We're doing a review. And I might give my thoughts on the Transformers 1 trailer since I wasn't here last week. Maybe I'll do that. So we'll see. And
we won't have time.
We've used up all our time on this show.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thanks. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. Want some cool transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.